everyone, it's Bath Cat. I just tweeted a little while ago about Mr. B going off to see his grandma, as she's 102 this weekend. So he's gone off to wish her happy birthday. It just got me thinking about what an amazing woman she is, really. She's got a very unusual sort of background. She was one of about 20 kids, I think there were, and their families lived on barges and canal boats up and down the Don Valley. So I think what they tended to do is deliver goods from places like Sheffield and Rotherham and take them down to the ports at Goole and at down at Hull. So she spent most of her childhood living on canal boats. And then other times, as she got a bit older, they had these houses regularly along the route, or I don't know if they were their houses or just places that they stayed, because they had horses to draw the barges until they could get them into sail. So they had to have regular stops to change the horses up and down the canals. So at times she'd live on the boat, and then other times she'd live in these houses with like older brothers and sisters looking after them, sometimes like for weeks on end before she saw her parents again. She's got some great stories to tell, some fantastic stories to tell about her background and, you know, what happened. I know some of them were really sad. She's told me a few that were, you know, real chokers. And I think one was like about her brother. She had a favourite brother of hers who contracted Spanish flu, probably, I don't know, about 1919, something like that, when she was about 10-ish. He was quarantined in one of the houses. They left him there with either if it's an older brother or another older sister nursing him, and all the other children, the younger children, were all banned from going to see him because obviously they didn't want them catching the disease as well. And how she couldn't do this, she couldn't bear it to not see him, and she snuck in to go and see him, but sadly he died, I think, shortly afterwards. And I still remember, even 90 years later on, being really choked up about it. But she also told some really funny stories as well. And I think one of my favourites was about how when she learnt to swim, it was obviously quite important because they lived on the canals for the children to be able to swim at least a little bit. And so her dad taught her to swim by tying a rope around her middle and basically chucking her into the canal. And she was saying that she was in her pants and knickers. But obviously in those days, pants and knickers were like made of cotton or made of like knitted, you know, stuff a bit like a liberty bodice. So she got her pants and knickers on, and a vest and knickers, shall I say. And she got kind of waterlogged within the first 3 seconds of going in the canal, but, you know, father were having none of it, no sympathy, just sort of basically told her to kick harder until she could learn to swim. Anyway, I wish we'd recorded more of her stories now, because obviously she's a bit old now to recall all the details and, well, to be bothered to do it, really. But she's a wonderful old lady. Anyway, I'll speak to you soon. Bye.